So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael v'chalo, harez meshalcha bi'al acher. If a shlech becomes ill while bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael, he may appoint another shlech in his place. And Rashi adds, shloi be'bezdin. He does not need to appoint him before Bezdin, because he does not need to testify b'fani nechtav or b'fani nechtam. The Gemara cites a braisa that discusses when a shlech may appoint another shlech. The Tanna Kama holds, ha'ilach get ze le'ishti, harez meshalcha bi'al acher. If the husband asked him to deliver the get, he may appoint another shlech. If he specified that the shlech should personally deliver it, he may not appoint another shlech. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Benkach u'benkach ein hashlech eis hashlech. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel holds that in both cases, a shlech cannot appoint another shlech. Now, the Gemara points out that our Mishnah does not specify whether it's referring to a case of hoylech or ha'at hoylech, but it is specific in that cholatanan. Our Mishnah discusses only a shlech who became ill, or as Rashi explains, any other oinus which prevents him from carrying out his task, and therefore he can appoint another shlech. But if loy chala, and he is able to fulfill his task, he must bring it himself and cannot appoint another shlech. Although the Braisa does not make this distinction, the Gemara offers three explanations to reconcile the Mishnah with the Braisa. Either the Mishnah follows the opinion of the Tanna Kamma, and hoylech v'hu d'chala, the Mishnah is speaking of hoylech, and the first case of the Braisa where harizim mishalcha bi'ad acher is also only if chala. Alternately, at hoylech v'chala shani, the Mishnah is speaking of at hoylech, and the second case in the Braisa where lo yishalchenu bi'ad acher is only if loychala. However, the Tanna Kamma agrees with the Mishnah in that chala shani, the husband consents to the second shliach if the first shliach becomes ill. Alternately, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel hi v'chala shani. The Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and both agree that the husband allows him to appoint another shliach if he becomes ill. Although the Mishnah later says, Amar l'shnaim t'nu get l'ishti, oy l'shleisha kisv get u'tnu l'ishti, hare elu yichdu v'b'yitnu, a shliach who was designated by the husband to write the get may not appoint another shliach, the Gemara suggests two distinctions. Amar Abaya, Mishum bizoyin debal, hachabal le'kapit. The husband is embarrassed for others to know that he is incapable of writing a get, and therefore insists on the original shluchim writing it themselves. However, there is no reason he should care who delivers the get, and so we assume that he consents. Rav agrees with Abaya's reasoning, and therefore holds, matona ein keget, a gift document is different in that the shliach may appoint another shliach, because the nason does not mind someone else writing the shtar, because ein olav l'kaisvay, it's not his responsibility, but that of the mekabel. Rava amar, mishum demili ninu, umili lemimsun l'shliach, as Rashi explains, ein bidvarm kayach liyischezim b'nimsram la'achar. Instructions to write a get, which are mere words and intangible, cannot be transferred to another person. However, a get, which is a tangible object, can be transferred to another messenger for delivery. Shmuel agrees with Rava's reasoning, and therefore holds matona keget. Granting a gift cannot be transferred to another shliach, because like get, it is mere words. The Mishnah continues, V'im amar loy tuli hemenu chevetz pleini, lo yishalchenu bi'ad acher. If he also asks the shliach to retrieve an object from his wife, he may not appoint another shliach. She'ein mitzayne she'ipikdayne bi'ad acher, because he may not assume that the owner trusts the second shliach with the deposit. Rish Lakish says, however, im shilach bi'ad acher haget. If the shliach did send another shliach, the get will be valid regardless. However, Rabbi Yechonah maintains, zimnin de gita nam lehava, sometimes this may render the get invalid as well, as with any stipulation which, if disregarded, renders the get invalid. The Gemara explains the machloikis. De kuli alma heche de nafke la'ape v'yav le'chefetz v'hadr shak le'mine gita de gita gita ma'alya. Everyone agrees if she gave the object to the second shliach before the get was delivered, the get is valid, even though he preferred for the first shliach to retrieve the deposit. However, Amalish kol mina chayfitz v'hadr havla gita, if he specifically instructed him to retrieve the object first, indicating that he only agreed to give her the get if she returns the deposit, v'azal ihu b'yohav le gita v'hadr shalka mina chayfitz, and the shliach reversed the order and gave her the get first. Rabbi Yechonon paisel boy v'kol shekem b'shluchei. The get is not valid because he did not comply with the stipulated terms. Rish Lakish machshir b'shlucha b'koshkem boy. The get is valid because he did not mean to insist on any particular order, and so even the second shliach may deliver the get. The Mishnah now discusses how a shliach who needs to say b'fanei nechtav appoints a second shliach. Zok the Mishnah, hamevi get mimedinas hayam v'chala. If a shliach from abroad becomes ill and cannot deliver a get to Eretz Yisrael, ois a shliach bevezdin u'mishalchoi, v'ayim lefneim b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. He may appoint another shliach in the presence of Bezdin and testify b'fanei nechtav. V'ein shliach acharin tzarech shiyem b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, elo emar shliach beznani. The second shliach merely has to testify that he is a court-appointed agent. The expression shliach achrein, the last agent, indicates shliach de shliach mashvi shliach, that the second agent may in turn appoint another agent in his place. However, since he needs to testify shliach beznani, it is clear ki mashvi shliach bevezdin. He can only appoint him in front of Bezdin. The Gemara points out, shliach be'eretz Yisrael oisikam shluchen. In Eretz Yisrael, where the shliach does not need to testify, he can make any number of shluchen. The Gemara then defines the authority of the subsequent shluchim. Rav Ashi holds, im meis rishon bat lekulam. All the shluchim are essentially agents for the original shliach. Therefore, if he dies, their power is also revoked. However, the Gemara argues, kulam mikoyach de bal ka'asur. It is the husband who is divorcing his wife, and so they are actually his agents. Therefore, the status of the original shliach is irrelevant. Isei labal isnu lekulu. Lesa labal lesnu lekulu. If the husband is alive, they may deliver the get. If he dies, they lose their authority. The Gemara records an incident where Amar shliach lo yadana lo. The shliach said to the husband, I'm unable to deliver a get because I don't know your wife. Upon which the husband said to him, Zil yavi la abba bar menyumi di'ihu yadala v'leza v'lis v'linahala. Give the get to this individual who knows her, and he will give it to her. However, the shliach couldn't find him. The local bezin suggested, Maser milach kamedi dan v'nizvini lei v'leza v'lisvini la. Leave the get with us, and we will give it to him to give it to her. The Gemara questions whether the shliach could appoint Bezdin to relay the get for him to that person, because shliach shalei nitin legerishin hu. The shliach was only appointed to relay the get to another person, but he does not have the authority to deliver the get. Therefore, as Rashi explains, la v'mokam balkoi l'moistru liyad acher. He does not have the authority to appoint another shliach. The Gemara answers, mi kamar v'loi at. The husband did not intend to exclude the first shliach from delivering the get, but merely to permit him to relay it further. Therefore, the shliach does have the authority to appoint another shliach. The Gemara proceeds to relate a similar incident, which leads into a discussion of various halachas dealt with extensively in other parts of the Masechta.